He realized to his dismay that, absorbed in the whittling of his bow, he had forgotten what he had sworn to himself he would constantly remember, poor Linda and his own murderous unkindness to her, and those loathsome twins swarming like lice across the mystery of her death, insulting with their presence not merely his own grief and repentance, but the very gods themselves. He had sworn to remember, he had sworn unceasingly to make amends, and here he was, sitting happily over his bow-stave, singing, actually singing. He went indoors, opened the box of mustard, and put some water to boil on the fire. Half an hour later, three Delta Minus land workers from one of the Putnam-Bokanovsky groups happened to be driving to Elsted and, at the top of the hill, were astonished to see a young man standing outside the abandoned lighthouse, stripped to the waist, and hitting himself with a whip of knotted cords. His back was horizontally streaked with crimson, and from wheel to wheel ran thin trickles of blood. The driver of the lorry pulled up at the side of the road, and with his two companions, stared open-mouthed at the extraordinary spectacle. One, two, three, they counted the strokes. After the eighth, the young man interrupted his self-punishment to run to the wood's edge and there be violently sick. When he had finished, he picked up the whip and began hitting himself again. 9, 10, 11, 12, Ford, whispered the driver, and his twins were of the same opinion. 40, they said.